Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Today is January 31st, 2017. We're almost finished with the first month. I hope you enjoyed the interview the last day with Sean McGee. It was a pre-recorded interview. And I'll be doing pre-recorded interviews here and there. I accommodate my interviewees, when they need to be pre-recorded, or like Sean, he's in Ireland, far, far, far away. So we will be doing pre-recorded. I do have a few more pre-recorded interviews with Hope Caster, and they're quite stimulating. I think I'm going to play them in the opposite order that we recorded, and the last one was a discussion about current times. And that is also what I want to talk about today. We have on our as a guest today is Theo, who was the Sovereign Citizen. And he and I are going to be talking about I want to ask him about this because I was reflecting on this. Let me get him on the phone, and I'll tell you what we want to talk about. It's really about the Trump Nation and why this rise of the sovereign movement is happening. So I decided to just give him a call. The internet seems to be a little dodgy when I was warming up and seeing what it was like. So rather than have him cut off, I think I'll give him a call. I called him before the show and told him that I would do it this way. I thought it would be a better way to do it. See if I hope he answers. If he doesn't, I'll call him in a minute. So I know he's there.
Hey, Lottie.
Well, good morning, Theo. Thank you for joining us. We're live on the Age of Fission Radio Show. I was telling our listeners that I want to talk to you. We've had you back on. You are in the sovereign movement. And I was thinking about how the sovereign movement, you know, you're always saying that this system is lawless and these people are lawless and we're living in lawless times. That's why you have stopped participating in it and are claiming yourself to be in the sovereign movement. I won't call you a sovereign citizen because that's another whole issue, citizen, the word citizen. I get that. But this is what I was thinking about. The rise of the sovereign movement comes directly from the fact that they're not lawless. They are just law disregarding. Like, we have laws on the books, but they are being disregarded to the detriment of our civilization, actually. I mean, the nuclear industry does not have a right to contaminate all of our water, which they have done, to contaminate our air, which they are doing. They continue. The fact that we have Rick Perry even being considered for Department of Energy chief is, you know, is just Secretary of the Energy is just beyond control. So what do you think of that? I mean, do you think that that's a reason why you chose the sovereign movement because you looked at our system and said, this isn't working?
Well, there's many factors, and that's one of them, yes. But like, it's like you're saying about these laws that are on the book that the government's supposed to protect us from. It's like what we have here is not only is it criminal and lawlessness, but it's we have a what I'm going to call a dereliction of duty, where they're like they're not enforcing certain laws that they should. Instead, they're trampling on all our rights and polluting and poisoning us with, you know, like, you know, nuclearism, pretty much.
Well, look, I agree with you that you know, that there has been a silent military coup. That's what I believe it is. I mean, like, I really believe that if our elected officials got, you know, had like a come to Jesus moment and decided to defund the CIA and start saying, hey, we're going to review all the programs in the military to make sure we're spending the right money. And if we don't need them, we'll put money in the schools and we'll put money into the here and there. But that, if that were to happen, we would see a lot of Congress people and a lot of senators having car accidents and suiciding and getting cancer. You know what I mean? There is no way the military would allow that to happen. So I actually believe, especially with the imposition of the Trumpster and Pence in the White House, it's, I mean, we've already seen it.
He's
the
already
press
got
to
a...
shut up.
Right, and they're going to increase all the funding to more to further militarize our police. And that's why Trump says he's going to do that. And
yes,
so
and
like,
he
oh,
will do
great.
That. They are going to do that. Look at their White House page. But this is the point here. Rather than join, I mean, so as a sovereign, part of the sovereign movement, you don't believe in any national boundaries, like that is all completely false.
Yeah, like I believe, like I've taken my activism as far as I consider myself a world citizen or a world sovereign, where it's like I'm claiming that the whole world is my country and whatnot. And so part of that activism is saying that I am an American refugee because my country has been taken over by a lawless, tyrannical, de facto corporation posing as government in my free country, because that is what we have in America right now. And that's why we have this lawlessness, because we have a corporation running things, and they're brainwashed us to convince us that, oh, this is the government, when it's like, no, it's not the government. It is a corporation posing as government. And that's what people don't realize.
I think people do realize it. I think they're beginning to realize it. Like, this is the issue, is people haven't, they have somewhat in their heads. I mean, this is, since Ronald Reagan came into the scene, this is what we're seeing now. These people have long memories. They are willing to take long periods of time. Like, it's been several decades where they have been working on this slowly. They came in and wanted to do this big time when Reagan came in, only the economy collapsed. Reagan raised taxes multiple times, over a dozen times. We lost jobs.
And I believe he was the first president to dip into Social Security, I believe.
Look, the whole thing about was kind of ironic, because he was the most elderly president we've had too, and he actually had Alzheimer's. So, but look, this is the, as a sovereign, instead of just giving up on our country, what prevents you from leaning into it to assert the rights that are written on the books of the United States, because you do not agree, you just disavow all of it?
Pretty much everything since going back as far back as 1871, you know, because like if you go back to a common law system, you know, we go back to the system we had, which is what the founding fathers of our country originally intended. You know, we have common law rights versus maritime law, which is the law of water versus the law of the land. And so now they override our sovereignty with the law of water, where just because we live on land, we're governed by the law of commerce, or canon law, I guess you could call it that, and whatnot. And so I'm trying to go back, establish a common law system by saying, okay, I'm representing my common law rights, like the right to travel versus the privilege to drive. And by doing that, it's like you're not participating in the lawlessness part, which is, you know, on the books today, that people, you know, abide by not knowing what they're doing and not
Well,
knowing
what's the
that it's.
lawless part of it all? I'm losing you here. I mean, I'm with you all the way up until the lawless. What's lawless about asking people to have insurance?
The fact that if you don't have insurance, goons with guns will arrest you or, scare you into getting insurance.
Yeah, but what's the
Yeah.
point of not having insurance if you're going to drive a vehicle? I mean, it is kind of on,
It's
it's
about engaging
antithetical
in
to,
commerce.
it's not
It's about
commerce.
engaging.
It's about protecting. Okay, so this is what I talked to you about earlier, like when I told you I wanted to discuss this. This is a simple example. I personally have hit six cars. So I'm super glad. Like I didn't hit them. Like one time my car fell down a hill and hit somebody's car while they were parked. I forgot to put the brake on, right? That caused quite a bit of damage and money that I did not have. My insurance went from 119 to 140 that year. I was happy to pay it. So this is why we have insurance. It's sharing the collective risk, right? That's the idea behind paying insurance. If you're going to own a car, you can own insurance. I don't understand the hostility towards that one as a person who has been the offender. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't learn how to park very well, and I kept hitting cars when I was parking. So for me, I was grateful that my insurance was there. You know what I mean?
Well, you if you wanted to, you could still get insurance and not have a driver's license. And so, in
Yeah,
some
but see,
cases,
then
you can
again,
do
this is the
that.
thing. You don't want to have a driver's license. I want you to have a driver's license because I'm a woman. And we live in a country, we live in a world where women are still, in fact, women are being, you know, we have a pandemic of domestic abuse in this country that nobody talks about. And misogyny and use of sexual abuse. It's unbelievable.
So
So I
how
want
does
you to
having
have
a
a car
driver's license have
because
anything
we can
to do with that?
identify you, because you can be identified like who are you? I mean, without that, you just have roving bands of attackers, maulers, and thieves who just go in and out of houses like they did. You know, we have a, you can't just like, a, we have a multitude of issues, of cultural issues that we can't just fix because we want to have them done. This is where we're at. I mean,
Well, and
I
keep
don't
a
mind
gun in
paying
your
to get,
purse.
what'd you say?
I said, keep a gun in your purse if you're scared of attackers. So, what does
Keep
that
a
have
gun in
anything
my
to do with
purse.
driving?
Look, I don't want to keep a gun in my purse because I might be the victim of some random a-hole deciding he's just gonna, you know, rob me because he needs some drugs. I'm not gonna carry my purse, a gun in my purse to kill somebody over a little bit of money. No. But if that happened, I'd give him my purse and we could find him. He has an ID. Like, why put yourself in that type of violence? This is where I don't get it.
Because free men don't have no government-issued form of identification, and I would think they
Yeah.
would have a common law identification, so you could still find out who he was.
So you're going back to 1870, but what about all the free men that were here when the United States came across and decided to shoot them all?
See, and
What about
that's the
the prison?
lawlessness that I disagree with, and that's what we did with the Indians, and
Well,
it's
but you're
like, uh-oh,
basing it on,
that's.
you never asked those nations what were their laws and began to abide by their laws. You're basing it on the laws of 1870. I mean, I agree with you that this country is out of control, but I believe that the reason is that we've had a silent military coup and we're just about to tidy it up and butta butta being Pinochet style government. Get used to it. If you don't like it, you're going to the camps. I mean, call me cynical, but it's like written. I mean, Kellyanne Conway said, you know, you guys need to keep your trap shut. Steve Bannon, who has absolutely no, none, zero, zero experience, zero reason he should be hearing national security secrets. When we have it at the stakes of the lives of these dumbass young kids and the, you know, these lifers, even if I disagree with the military lifers, for God's sakes, I don't want them to be at risk from Steve Bannon. That to me, the fact that our country is not shocked over these cabinet members, but I mean, look, I agree with you in lots of ways that the sovereign movement is a good way to go in terms of reasserting our rights, but I don't comprehend why people involved in the sovereign movement refuse to get engaged in the current system that they're living in, because you're in the stew, you're there. Let's
Right.
say tomorrow
Well,
you broke it. Let's say the whole system changed to the way you wanted tomorrow. What would that
I
mean?
would I'd be happy with that. All the cops would go away.
And then what?
But hopefully, like, the people that were armed, it would go back to, the citizens' militias, and it would be like the people running the things again. The sheriff would go back to being the law of the land instead of all this dereliction of duty and lawlessness and people
Okay,
allowing cops to get away with killing homeless people and stuff.
look. It does. I don't think it's like helpful for you to explain this position to go, continue to just tell us what it would be like. Like, okay, so there would be no more police officers. There'd be nobody, if something happened, no one 911, right?
Right, and so it would go back to like what things were like the old West style days, and so I would call it the New West. That's the idea that I'm trying to promote,
So
because
wait a minute.
we would have our
Wait.
modern day technologies and stuff, and so it wouldn't be like the old West, because it wouldn't be like 200 years ago. It'd be now, but only there'd be more people at different times, and so.
So if somebody wanted to come into your house, like in the old West, and had guns, decided to force their way into your house and take all your stuff, there's no 911 to call, but you have your own gun, so you can defend yourself against those people.
Exactly, and that's
So there's
like,
seven people
that
who
would be,
come in and you're one person. So then what? You get
and
robbed. At best, they leave you unmolested and just take your stuff and you're hiding in a closet. That's at best, okay? So then what happens?
right.
They leave, your stuff's been robbed. You have to start your life all over again. There's no insurance policy, no police department to call and report it to. But who do you talk to? The sheriff. One man,
The
one.
sheriff,
How many
one
sheriffs do you
man.
have? One man is going to handle one 100,000. How big are the towns? Because you're asking one man to handle. What if a band of robbers decided to come through a town and start robbing people? You're asking one man. What if 10? Let's say you had 10 or 12 competing gangs going on. I mean, as a person who's
Right.
lived in LA, I can tell you how frightening gangs are, because they
Right,
are
and
lawless.
that's,
They
and
run
we
by
have a
the
lot of
rules.
that.
We do, but part of that is the corruption of the system. The reason we have it
Right.
is because, well, there's a huge reason we have it, but the prison for profit system basically enforces it and creates it. And I will say this again. I think people, men and women, adult people in this country, really need to study Jackson Katz's work. The Tough Guys movie, his movie, I think, is
Yes.
called Generation M for Misogyny. And how deep it is. I mean, he highlights the fact in his movie that we have a pandemic of domestic abuse. And
Right,
that whole
and
gang
that's the.
mentality is part of it. He talks about that, the gang mentality. It's intentionally put into our system to break
Right,
us down as a
and the government is pushing this on us because they want our guns, and so they're creating more
That's actually
lawlessness by.
come on, that's just such a fast and wild. The government is not pushing it on us. The government doesn't want.
They're
We
giving
have the Second Amendment here, Theo, if you hadn't
right,
noticed
and
already.
they arm are the terrorists by giving them weapons and then telling them to go, start shooting up innocent people so they can create more police state terrorism in this country. So it's
Okay,
like
so
they're
you're
giving all these
talking
crazy
about the
people the
police
guns.
state. Look, this is the
Yes.
issue. We do have a police state that was done during the George Bush era. They got the IDF to
Yes.
come over here and train our police departments in military style tactics. That is standard
Right.
fare now. So at what point are the people who are working in the police department going to stand up and say, "Wait a minute, we're not shooting these protesters"? Like in Thailand, and there was a bunch of other, I've seen protest pictures all around where the police are sent
Right.
out. They put their helmets down, they put their batons down and say, "No, we're marching with the people." This is like, no. At some point, the oppression is going to get enough. And we are just now seeing the
Right.
beginning of the oppression. I mean, this is
Right,
why.
and that is starting to happen here. You're not hearing about that because they control the mainstream media too. Like, there are cops that are resigning because they're all like, "What the hell? What I'm doing is illegal. Why am I enforcing this crap?" And the Supreme Court even said 10 years ago that cops are not here to help people anymore. They're here just to enforce this lawlessness. And so, for the most part, they're hiring cops that are just they're gonna just. You know, they're happy to be cops so they could have this authority to go push people around like bullies, you know, getting away with beating the homeless people on the streets to death and then getting off for it and then rewarded. Like, what kind of crap is that? So there are cops out there that they just don't care whether they're, you know, they're American or not, and they're just gonna enforce whatever because they like the job of just beating the hell out of people and getting away with it. It's like
No,
that's
it's
part
not
of that
just being.
misogynistic culture.
Yes, it is. And it's not just beating the hell out of people. I mean, when we realize that what has happened is the standards for what we need in a police department, emotionally, like our police department has no therapy for these people who go out there and get, you know, they do see the worst and they also participate in the worst. They go, I'll tell you, my daughter, when she went out to the protest right after the election, she left when she saw the cops roll in. She's like, "Mom, they drove up looking for a fight. You could see it in their face. They came out of their tanks and they
Yep.
rolled up in tanks and almost looked like they were headed off to the front line and were ready for a fight. They wanted to pick a fight." And we've seen this in Seattle. We've seen it in Portland where the police really badger the people and poke them and hit them, and then people start defending themselves. And then it gets out of
Right.
control because a few people get so mad they put shit on fire. And that's what this media, then the media portrays it. Well, they're just burning things on fire. So, Theo,
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with your fundamental idea about the sovereign position, but I'm just saying, I think the sovereign position in lots of ways lacks a lot of afterthought. I mean, okay, I agree. I mean, I actually believe our Constitution, this is why people copied our Constitution around the world and created this, different countries. Where we have gone
Right.
wrong is the hyper-militarization of our countries. Like, you know, Sweden, sweet Sweden, we often think about Sweden as like a great nation, right? And
Right.
they have a pretty egalitarian country. But as we've seen, there's a rise in racism in Sweden, and Sweden is also the one of the number one salespeople of military weapons behind the United States of weapons.
Yeah,
So
they have a
this,
high suicide rate too.
yeah, well, isn't that interesting? So does the United States. These are our
Right.
commonalities. So something's wrong with the picture about militarization. Human beings do not want to live in a militarized state. Period. We're not that way.
And that's why I said in my last video I made that we need to have an apathy tax. That would be one tax I'd be willing to enforce on the people because American apathy and complacency is the number one problem we have. And if it weren't for that, we wouldn't have all this corruption and lawlessness because we'd actually have patriotic Americans putting the government in their place like they should, which is, you know, written in the Constitution. Now we have a dereliction of duty. People are just getting fat and lazy and apathetic and just sit there just believing whatever the propaganda machine, the television is telling them to believe. And so they're just going to go along with the narrative like idiots. And that's what we have a lot of in this country. And so we need more people speaking up and speaking out, doing stuff like what I'm doing, like what you're doing, to try to wake others up, saying, hey, you need to get active now because it's over for your country.
Well, I agree with you. People do need to get active, but I disagree with you about them being fat and lazy. I think people are suffering from battered wife syndrome. They are looking at, like, okay, we had 5 million people in the street. What did the Democrats do? They sent us all on Facebook these fake petitions that said, "We're going to audit the Pentagon. It's time to put them in check. We're going to stand behind Planned Parenthood. Let's tell Congress we stand behind Planned Parenthood." Everybody fills it out, and then boom, after you say submit, it's an Act Blue thing where they're asking us for money. The same
Right.
bullshit. Yesterday, all these stupid these congressmen and senators huddled before outside, ooh, in the freezing cold, because they're trying to show they're out there with the people in their fur-lined jackets and their leather gloves and their leather jackets and stuff. I mean, for a person who's poor, watching a group of very, you know, people like them, like, standing around in their fur-lined jackets, reading these statements saying we're behind you is like, screw you, same old bullshit. This is why we're in the state we're in. But it is not because we
Right.
do not have adequate laws. It's because we have a bunch of greedy corporate pigs who pretend to be on the separate sides. Because the
Right.
fact that Donald Trump has been able to do the things that say the things that he has said, he has not separated himself from the businesses. We do have no proof whether he has any interest in Russia or not, which he no doubt does. I mean,
Right.
and I
Well, he's
actually
buddies
firmly
with Putin
believe,
now.
well, look, I believe that Trump is being fed very maliciously wrong information to set him up so that we can have a Mike Pence as president by this time next year. Firmly believe that.
It's possible, and that scares me. But I honestly think Putin's playing Trump because Trump has no experience as, a man holding office. And so I'm thinking Putin's just like, oh, he's taking advantage of the fact that Trump might be an idiot because he's totally naive to the whole political process. And so maybe he's just acting like his friend, saying, okay, let's, work together here and let's not fight each other or whatnot. But either way, I think Putin's getting ready for something, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but it's definitely scary what's going on right now, that's for sure.
What do you mean you think Putin's getting ready for something?
I don't know. I think it might be an EMP attack, and I've said this, for a few months now anyways, that it's like it's possible like the next attack, I don't think it's going to be like they're going to drop a bomb on us. I think it's going to be like an EMP. They're just going to fry the grid. Because that would do more damage in the long run, I think. And I do believe Russia has the technology to do that, for sure.
So you think that they're gonna like knock down the net or something like that intentionally? What?
Possibly. And the only way they can knock out the net is with an EMP, I believe. Because like companies like Google and eBay, Amazon, like they pretty
And
much
what makes you
control the
think that?
internet.
What makes you think that Russia would do that? Because wouldn't that affect them also?
Well, if they hit themselves with it, yeah, like I would think they'd have to have the technology to know just hit the United States with it. Because an EMP could affect the whole world, but if it hits the whole world, then I don't think it was Russia, no, because I don't think they would do that to themselves.
I think,
Like I would think.
Theo, I have to disagree with that. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe that is a possibility. But for me, it seems like they're too interconnected. There's too many strings attached. Like these are both. I mean, this is the weird thing. They run them like they're organizations. You know what I mean? Like they've been setting it
Right,
up
right.
so that the United States is run like a. And frankly, we have a secret military budget inside the CIA, the FBI, the military, billions of dollars. They can't reconcile the Pentagon. They spend whatever money they want, wherever they want. They harm anybody they want. They are. They
Right.
that th honestly, you are right. That is lawlessness, and this is the front. This is why we need to stand up now against what the Trumpster is stupidly and
Right.
blindly thinking he's. I've heard this on the. They're drumming it into us on the CNN. I watch those shows so that I can understand what Americans are listening to. Because think about this: every airport you go into, there's CNN or Fox
Right.
News. And if,
Right.
like in some areas, there might be MSNBC, but most of the time it's Fox and CNN, and millions of people are listening to this droning on of, well, he was elected to create big changes. Really? Do people know that his plan for the education department is to fire 429,000 teachers from the Department of Education? Almost a half a million teachers are going to get their walking papers. But don't worry, because we're going to have voucher systems and they can apply for jobs. The good teachers are going to be hired. You know what that means? The teachers with 20 years of experience who are getting paid $80,000 to $100,000. Bye-bye. We're not hiring you back. We're going to hire the new kids out of school who really don't know how to handle a lot of things, and they'll be hired at $30,000 to $35,000 a year, and the corporation that runs the school will make a boatload of money. That's his
Right. They'll
plan.
save money for paying everybody less, and they're going to further brainwash our education more than they already have done by doing that.
Okay, so under the sovereign system, I want to ask you about that. How What would the school system look like?
You would homeschool your kids.
Okay,
That's what I would do.
so then who, what, how do you homeschool your kid if you're working? Like, how do you work and
That's a good
homeschool your
question.
kid?
That's why a lot of people don't homeschool them. Like, you would have to create a system where you could work from home and teach your kids, because some people do that. Like, they have home from or work from home jobs, and so like you'd have to find a way while transitioning from the corporate system back to the sovereign world where you can work from home and teach your children and whatnot. And that's what I would try to work on if possible. Like, I know it is hard to try to go to work and teach your kid, but I would like totally, you'd have to change your whole life to, teach your kids at home, I would think. And so that's what I would do. I would find a job that you could do that you can work from home,
Yeah,
at
but
least while we still have the
that's,
internet.
look, that's saying this is why they set up schools. Yeah, this is why, like, I mean, my daughter does homeschool her kids, and frankly, they are ahead of the other students that I've seen in school that are comparable to their age. I mean, they're both pretty
Right.
fluent in reading and math. Although they do, she does supplement them. They do go to a farm school, which is interesting because, we live in Oregon, right? So at
Right,
farm
right.
school, that's where they learn the geology. They're learning trees. They learn about the water and the dirt. I mean, it's kind of interesting the stuff they're learning there. But that's kind of a unique opportunity because this is where we live here. So I get it that that's
Right.
kind of what they're doing. They're finding their own system. But like, okay, so this whole thing that Trump is about to do to our education system, the Pell Grants that allows a lot of lower economic students to go to school are
Right,
about to be
right.
cut off. That means a lot of people will
Right.
not be able to go to school, period. I
Right.
mean,
Yeah.
the whole thing is limiting on what their plan is. Yeah, the Department of Education is cumbersome and it's ineffective, but again, it goes back to the idea that our elected officials are not enforcing the laws that we have. The system as it's set up, it's kind of like the IRS system, right? It was set
Right.
up to catch whom, the criminals. It was set up, that's they set it up to catch, I think, Al Capone or one of, that they set it
Right.
up because that's how they could get
Actually, it was
money.
right. It
Who
was
was
Al
it?
Capone as well as the KKK. They shut the KKK down through the IRS.
Thank God for that. See, I do not
Yeah.
mind. I personally myself, well, obviously I don't mind because that's my business. I help people with tax problems. I help them resolve their issues. So
Right.
I actually believe in paying taxes because I think that our taxes, in theory, like this is what we need to assert our rights. Like this is why I believe in engaging with Congress. They have the purse strings. We can't just say, "Oh,
Right.
screw them." We don't forget talking to them because guess what? They still have the purse strings, whether we talk to them or not. Like they're
Right.
about to rubber stamp Jeff Sessions. This is a shock. I mean, I'm
Right.
shocked at the rubber stamping of Trump's cabinet members, cabinet picks. It's just astounding. Like,
Yeah.
our Congress is really going to do this to our country? Put in a woman over the
Right.
Department of Education who has a vested interest in collecting on student debt, whose
I
brother
thought
is
he picked
Eric.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson is for housing, which is
Oh,
ironic. I
housing.
mean,
Okay.
yeah, how
That's
ironic is
right.
that? Because he grew up in public housing, so now he's qualified to run the housing. How much more racist can you
Right.
get? I mean, and
Right.
honestly, just beyond comprehension, it's.
It's
Again, it goes back
hypocrisy,
to why,
too.
see, Theo, this is why you want to be a sovereign. Because you look at this, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Right. So you're super young. And I mean, you have a high sense of ethics about yourself. And that's why
Right.
you're so offended by it. By their, it
Right.
is, they are lawless. I do agree with you that they are lawless. I mean, I'm not saying that they aren't. What I'm saying is, what I don't understand about the sovereign movement is why don't people involved in the sovereign movement who are asserting their rights, you're still constituents to like our elected officials. Why can't you guys lean into these people and give them some of your demands about be a real movement in the in our country, in the countries that you're in, instead of fleeing
Right.
other countries so you don't have to pay taxes, because that's what I've seen. Most of them just leave so they don't have to pay taxes.
Right. Well, like some taxes, like I would agree with, but for the most part, like you don't have to like quit paying your taxes permanently. Like as an activist, like I would just quit paying taxes until the government got a clue saying, okay, if everybody stopped paying their taxes for like 1 year, like let's try it just for 1 year and see if that makes them turn their head like, oh crap, they're waking up. And you know, because that's like I said, that has to do with the dereliction of duty on the people. Like we have an apathy tax. If everybody woke up, didn't go to work, stopped paying their taxes, we would have real change in this country real quick. And whether or not Donald Trump's president or not,
Well,
like,
look,
because
we
then
don't
they would
have to
have to
stop
listen
paying.
to us.
If you could stop paying taxes, you could stop going to work for a week. That's what I said to these people who were like freaked out about the
Right.
immigration. All these, when he went down hard on the undocumented citizens, right? Like all the people that are living here, who have been here since they're
Right.
2, 3 years old, are not American citizens, don't have papers. Stop going to work. Don't buy anything in the grocery store for a week. They would be,
Right.
I guarantee you, they would like, I mean, life, they would have documents to, they would have legislation passed immediately within a week if these 11 million people decided we're not going to school, we're not going to work, we're staying home, we're staying in our houses for a week. Bye-bye, you guys.
Right. Right, and we all need to do that on a national level, like
Well,
all
you know
300
what?
million
This is
people.
where we get into the lawlessness. Since this country passed the Unpatriot Act and passed the Homegrown Terrorist Act, do you know that that is illegal to organize or suggest it? If I were to really actively engage and get everybody across the United States to do that for one full week, the United States could
Right.
call me an economic terrorist because I'm harming
Right, and
the economy of the United States.
why would that scare you? Then that would mean that you're a good patriotic American standing up to the lawlessness that they're doing, because that's crap. That's all
Go talk to Tim
illegal crap that
DeChristopher.
they've passed.
Do you know who Tim
Who's that?
DeChristopher is? Tim DeChristopher is the guy who, oh yeah, well he was spent 2 years in a maximum security prison, can only talk on a limited basis about certain things. I mean, he stood up and they were, the BLM was selling some land to some fracking company, I believe. And he stood up and bid on it to keep them from doing it. Well, at the time that he bid, he did not have the actual cash in hand. He did have the deposit. He didn't even have the deposit. But he was able to get the money, put the bid in, and within 24 hours, he had the money to buy the land. The government still prosecuted him to the max for fraud, I guess it was. I don't know what the actual charges was. But he spent 2 years in maximum prison. So this is what I say. Why don't you get arrested? My number one rule, and I think we ought to not get ourselves engaged in the legal system. They love putting a number on you. I do not believe
Right.
we ought to do anything that ought to get ourselves arrested. We need to be clever about our resistance, because
Right. We just stop participating. Let them come for us. Like, make it to where it comes, gets to the point where they have to come and drag us out of our homes to
hell no,
participate in their lawless system.
no, Theo, I really reject that concept. I'm not going to project that in my future. I'm going to project the idea that the police department is going to say, wait a minute, we have a constitution, that we have a government, we have people that are our elected officials who go, wait a minute, we have a constitution here. I mean, we have a
That's
legal
not going to
process.
happen. That's not going to
Yes.
happen. Look what they did to Kelly Thomas. Cops beat him to death and then they bragged about it afterwards. We're not going to
Well,
have cops that are going to do that. We need people to stand up. And the cops and the authority figures, they're not going to break into your house and force you to participate if everybody's doing it. You know, one person they could easily take out and throw in maximum security and say that he was a terrorist. You know, but if everybody does it, they can't stop all of us. And that's why I'm saying we all need to do this. Stop
oh,
living in fear of this government.
agree. I think that, and I think that's why people are taking to the streets. Like, I have actually been quite surprised about people standing up in the airports. I think when that 5-year-old child got separated from his mother and was detained, because he was a
Right.
5-year-old child who might be a threat. They want to make sure he wasn't
Right.
brainwashed to bring something. I mean, this is the mentality of these people. They
Right.
genuinely
And
believe
they
that.
don't care. They're programmed to, trespass on everybody's rights. They do not care. They're getting a paycheck for doing their job as lawless tyrants. And that's what we need to stop in this country.
No,
And the
what
fact that
they're
it's come
doing.
this far.
No, Theo, the reason they held that child is the fear that they have in their own hearts. They were trying to find out if that child had been brainwashed to maybe carry a bomb across, to find out if anybody had told him anything, and blah, 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 blah. That speaks to the lies and the fear and the brainwashing and the bad. See, this is when I said earlier in the show, the United States really is responding like a battered wife. They're not apathetic. They are battered wives. They have been beaten up so badly. They just say nothing because they know that nothing's going to change. They don't see that there's a way out. They don't know how to
Right.
get out, and they don't see a way out. And when you say something to them about being a sovereign, fear runs through their hearts. Like, oh my God, what if we get found out that we're even thinking about it? I mean, this is why, until we get past this idea of acknowledging, like, we need our humanity back. We need people to
Right.
find their humanity and say, wait a minute. The reason we're dropping drones is because we're using depleted uranium. Look at the bombs. Look at what it does. Those are not regular bombs that go kablooey. They form a little nuke bomb because they're depleted uranium bombs, period. So we're
Right.
not sending our soldiers into danger. We're just dropping bombs on people. So the
Right.
whole, the, now, all of that is, this is what I mean. We've had a silent military coup. And I think that's why you're drawn to the sovereign movement, because you see it as
Right,
a way of
'cause
gaining yourself back.
right, and like you said, like we need conscientious objectors, like cops and troops waking up, and that is happening. You're not hearing about it. We've prevented war with Syria already, a few years ago because our troops didn't comply. They said, no, we're not going to go bomb Syria. And that raised all kinds of hell and whatnot. But the fact that our own boys prevented that from happening, that tells you that there are starting to wake up from within the system. That's why, like you said, like we're battered wives. It's like that's because everybody's living in fear because they see this lawlessness taking over for decades now. And so, like, the whole point behind the Second Amendment seems futile. And now they're saying you're a terrorist if you own a gun in this country when it's like, to hell with that. We all need to grab our humanity, go back to a sovereign nation like we were, grab our guns, and if they come and kill us all, good. We're going to know who's a legal government then when that happens. If they actually are dumb enough to annihilate all of us because we refuse to participate in their lawless crap anymore and
Yeah,
continue
but
to be abused.
let's be clear, Theo. They don't need to do that. They're already poisoning us. I mean,
Right.
America, this is a thing when you were talking about Trump being used by Putin. I mean, I think he's being used by Mike Pence and the inner deep state in the United States. I think he's being completely set up. And I mean, this is a guy who declared bankruptcy not 4 times, but 6 times. And as
Right,
late as 2009. Very, very close, 2009. It is not far away, right? And so this is just the outrage about it, that we have set up a system where a guy who basically can't comprehend a whole lot of stuff, he has been unable to actually
and
manage his
I
own
know,
businesses.
right, and for him to go bankrupt that many times, like where did he get the money to run for president to begin with? Like I think he spent like $55 million or something like that just on his campaign alone. And so like I know not all that had to have been his money. Like I know he's rich and all, but
He
considering
had
like you said how
PACs.
many times he's
Look,
been.
he did have PACs. There were PACs. This is what they say. This is the double talk of the election cycle. See, the United States really seriously, that's another thing. Americans really need to read 1984 and Brave New World to see what they're
Yes.
doing. They are basically using
Right.
those two books as operation manuals. I'll just tell you what,
That's a
straight out.
that's a fact, and it's a combination of both of them, like entertainment with the television and video games, which is part of the entertainment to distract us. Like, okay, all your pleasures are going to take over. That would be like Brave New World
Oh, like
versus
this weekend, we're
1984, the
going to have
police
the
state.
Exactly. We're going to have the Stupid Bowl on this Sunday. How many people are going to
Exactly.
be
That's part of
watching?
it.
Yes, it is part of
Exactly.
it.
Like,
Hey,
yeah,
by the
it's
way,
so.
remember the last time? I don't know if it was you that was on. We were talking about the NFL being a, it was Barry Prince. It was part of being a nonprofit. The NFL has actually, it is, I looked into it. The NFL is not, they have given up their nonprofit status. And that is why, because we looked at their tax returns, and actually they have to expose their tax returns. So the guy who's been running the NFL makes like $32, $33 million a year. Nonprofit, all the, so
Wow.
now they've just decided, well, there's ways that they can give up their nonprofit status and still not pay taxes, which is guarantee you what they are doing, because it runs in a
Right.
negative. They're just pouring money into it, and it'll be allowed to continue for the greater good of the United States. I mean, this has become a national pastime. So again, they're taking something that they created, quote, for the public good, and turning it into a private agency. So
Right.
it's now whether the NFL is for the greater good, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, but we're going to have I mean, I watched the Super Bowl. I mean,
It's a distraction.
well, you
That's all
kind of
it
have to,
is.
because it's such a national conversation. I mean, that's partly why I do it, because you can't not, because so many people watch it. If you don't watch it and understand what people are talking about for the next, you know. But do I remember anybody who's ever really won the Super Bowl? Like in, I mean, I've seen them all. I used to really follow it, but does it really matter? Are these things that matter? I mean,
No, it's
what's going
all
to go on
crap.
the team? This is interesting. What happens on the day of the Super Bowl? There's always something big that happens politically on the day of the Super Bowl that we are not being informed on.
They pass a lot more laws that they don't want you to know about because everybody's going to be too busy paying attention to the Super Bowl than actually what they're doing.
I don't
Like they
think
do
they
it
do.
during the holidays too, during Christmas, you know.
I don't think
You know,
they
that's
do
how they.
pass laws. I don't think they pass laws on Saturday, on Sunday. These guys, at least the Congress we have, they're lazy. They hardly work. Look at the number of days they worked in the last year. I think they work like something like
Right.
156 days or 120 days. It's like complete, let way less than half the year, and most of the time they take their time off. I mean,
Yep, they take their vacations
this is
with
the
our
lawlessness.
taxpayer money.
Yes. But that's what drives you to be a sovereign, is all of that really collusion, corruption. It's not, I think that the sovereigns are a movement that really want democracy. I mean, that's essentially what you're talking. Now, how do you feel about democracy where people vote and choose on how to do it? I mean, how do you get the sheriff? We have about 10 minutes left. So how do you, who elects the sheriff?
Well, I guess the small town that, I guess the community of people would elect their sheriff. Like they would all come to a census, like we did during under common law system, because like we have a republic, not a democracy. And that's another thing that people get wrong. And it's like we have a constitutional republic. There's nothing in the Constitution about democracy. So like all our elected officials we had at the time, like it was done like through the little community based. You know, little organizations like
Well, let's
little
be
towns, like
clear,
what people what,
Theo. Not really. Not really. Let's be really clear. More than half of the population did not count.
right? That's the mainstream election too. Like I think what 40% of the population elected Trump, I think something like that.
But
And so like we
that's
have
a
like a
separate issue. That's a separate issue. What I'm
that's a
saying
separate
is,
issue. Yeah, but like for like local governments, like we would have everything would be done on a local level again and not on a federal level. And so like the sheriff, he would be the local sheriff or the county sheriff. And so like the jurisdiction would only be for like that county. So that would be like the part that you could consider a democracy is when like the people of like let's say Lane County, like the Lane, everybody who lives in Lane County would come together on a, as a local, like democracy or a local community to vote on their sheriff, who they want to, run of the show for them.
well, I think historically what we saw across the nation was a guy with a bigger gun would end up saying, I don't care who you want, I'm going to be the sheriff, and me and my pals are going to enforce that rule. So because there's no organized oversight of them, I mean, this is how all these oversight, this is how the layers of government got developed. I mean, this is the
Right.
thing. These are bigger questions on the sovereign movement that I think that this is where the sovereign movement really betrays the ideals of itself, because it doesn't think about the fact that we can't go back to 1871 where we're just murdering people across the United States and
Right.
ignoring their nations, all these different tribes and all these people that were here. I mean, the greatest genocide that ever happened when the Europeans came to, you know what I mean? It's just,
Right.
so that wasn't really freedom, was it? So,
No.
but there's a lot of things. I mean, I get your frustration. This is why I asked you to come on with me, because there's a lot of youth that are very frustrated with looking at our government and realizing it's just not working. And the reason it's not working is no matter how much we jump up and down and scream, we still get stupid guys like Schumer and McConnell standing in front of microphones in their leather jackets and their leather gloves telling us that they're working hard for us to make our lives great. I mean, it's
Right.
completely disgusting, you know. I mean, they have laws that they could execute that they are not exercising for their own
Right.
reasons. And I think much of it is because we've had a silent military coup. I mean,
Right.
we are at the precipice of them just coming out publicly and going, you guys aren't going to do this anymore. Kellyanne Conway basically said it, that, shut up. Mike Bannon told the press, shut up. I don't doubt that they're
Right.
going to try to pass some Homeland Security laws that says the press can't talk to us about things anymore. Just like they have the Unpatriot Act tells our Congress. Now, why the Congress cannot revoke the Unpatriot Act, that's a deeper issue. But the Unpatriot Act allows the government to put anything into absolute secrecy that they want.
Right.
That's lawlessness.
Right. And that's what, we need to stop. Compliant with, as long as the government, and we know for a fact that the government is doing this, why are we living in fear and just sitting there, okay, we're going to comply with your guns and goons and lawlessness out of fear, when it's like, wait a second, the founding fathers didn't put up with that crap. We started a revolution over a raise in tea tax by 2%. Like, really? Like, what motivated them then? Like, we need that now, because too many people live in fear in this country. That's why I know I'm only one person and they're easily going to annihilate me, but I'm still going to just say no to them. They're just going to have to come and kill me and put me in a freaking concentration camp because I'm, like I don't care anymore. It's like, so I have nothing to hide. If they're so petrified of me because I refuse to participate with them, that just goes to show you that this is the lawlessness that we have in this country. We need to stop complying with that. And the fact that they would go that far just to imprison somebody who just says, nope, I disagree with your lawlessness. And like what then? Like, what's the solution? If that's not the solution, then continuing to live in fear and tyranny and let them genocide us to death, like poisoning us with Fukushima and stuff, like that's really a solution too. It's like, come on, we got to do something here, people.
Well, see, my resolve is to lean in and to force the people that we have elected to do their jobs, to actually have the courage to stand up. Because when a lot of these people actually, when people lean into our political, our elected officials, they realize that they're not standing alone. I mean, although there is still a lot of fear. Look at Bernie Sanders. He was, I, you know, they, these guys know that there's a deep state. They're keeping the secrecy because our elected officials also are acting like battered wives. They are absolutely refusing to stand up and say, he's beaten me in the face. I mean, there
Right.
was rumors that Bernie Sanders literally got beat in the face. He sat in the Democratic convention with a scrape on the side of his face and kept his mouth shut. So,
Right.
and this is why I say, I kind of rail against the idea that Putin is controlling Trump. I think Trump is the victim of his own narcissism in lots of ways. And, he's being
That,
easily
yeah, I
manipulated by the military in the United States, by these, I mean,
Right.
I view Mike Pence as being the American Taliban. to be frank. That's what I call him, and I think he's working for that.
And I believe that, like, as soon as he came out and said Dick Cheney is his hero, it's like, oh, great. Now we're screwed. We're screwed. And now that he's in office, it's like, well, we're done. I hope it, you know,
But
I
we're not
honestly hope
done. See,
Trump.
we get to lean into it. We're not done. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to lean into it. I mean, honestly, what ha this is what woke me up was Bush and Cheney stealing the election. And then the unpaid, then the 9/11, it was so obvious. And then the
Right.
Unpatriot Act. I mean, they rolled out the Unpatriot Act, 1500 pages within 2 days of 9/11, and shoved it down our throats. And we
Yeah,
have
like
had
I
15,
know.
20 years of brainwashing. And guess what? People aren't buying it. That's why we have millions of people in the street. Trump might have been able to manipulate the election and say free and fair elections like they do in Chile, like they do in all these other little banana republics in South America. The military manipulates it and puts their guy in. And people are wildly idiotic and believe that he's good. Like, people believe that Trump, this is what Trump needs to do, just knock it all off and let's build it back up right. Really? By firing 500,000 teachers? That's just beyond comprehension that that's their plan, and Americans are thinking that's not a bad idea. I
Right, he's
mean,
going to create
I'm not.
jobs, and it's like you just fired 500,000 people. Like, wow.
I think we need
And
to lean in, Theo, and I would encourage you, even as a sovereign, to call up your elected officials. Call Pete DeFazio. Call our mayor.
I did. I confronted Pete DeFazio. He walked away from me.
Well, then keep calling him and keep talking to him. There's nothing wrong with these. Of course, he's going to walk away. He doesn't have an answer about Fukushima. Just like if we call him right now, you know, when you call these. Actually, I put up a video. This is shocking. When you call the White House right now, you get a message that says, "Thank you for calling the White House. Please contact us online or on Facebook Messenger."
Right,
Goodbye.
I saw that. I saw Thomas Ackerman's video. It was great. It's just like Facebook. Ah, ha, ha, ha. It's
They
taken
want us
over the
to
world.
contact them on Facebook, but they do not have a volunteer system answering the phones. This is, I've been basically paying attention politically since 2000. Even George Bush had somebody answering the phones. They basically, Trump is telling us we're taking names and counting heads. If you want to talk to us, we want to know exactly who you are. We're not
They
going
could
to
put
just
you on a
take
watch
this.
list. That's what they're gonna
I
do.
mean, Facebook Messenger, the President of the United States message at the White House tells you, send us an email or contact us on Facebook. That to me
Right,
is a
that's scary.
yes. The President of the United States wants us to contact him on Facebook. Now, if you think Facebook is our friend, you've got something else
No,
coming with that
I
one.
haven't had a I haven't had a Facebook page in 6.5 years. I shut it down and deleted it. Like, you have to Google the delete Facebook to find it because Facebook won't let you delete it through them. That's how
Well, I
corrupt
have a
Facebook is.
Kevin Blanch
And
talked.
Mark's. Oh, go ahead.
Well, Kevin Blanch talked me into being on Facebook, and I, you know, you kind of have to be friendly on Facebook. That's the, otherwise they shut you down. That's
Right.
probably why they shut you down.
Well, they didn't shut me down. I chose to leave because I was already starting to get shut down 6, 7 years ago, ranting about this stuff then. And I was losing all of my friends, and I was just too radical for Facebook. I was like, you know what? This has done me more harm than good. I shut it down. I was like, forget it. People can call me if they want to get to know or if they want to talk to me.
Well, Theo, thank you for being with us. We've got about 20 seconds left. You've been listening to Theo. He's
Okay.
a
Well.
sovereign in the sovereign nation. What's that?
But I was just going to say real quick that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook,
Wait a
he's
minute.
actually the
We
grandson.
can't
Go ahead.
sit. We have 10 seconds left. Thanks, Theo, for joining us. Put your courage feet on,
Thank you,
everybody.
Lottie.
We'll have call-in calls tomorrow. Anybody who wants to respond to any of this can call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys soon. Put your courage feet on.
Thank you, Lottie.